Her name is Miriam Liska Durandish, and she's been playing cello virtually all her life.
From the time I was very little, I'd be surrounded with cello sounds, and people would come to our house for lessons, bringing their instruments. And almost everyone I saw was some sort of musician, and most of them were cellists.
Miriam's mother is Lisa Liska Durandish, the former principal cellist in the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. She still runs a studio, gives lessons, and still plays for Opera Roanoke.
And she's been a wonderful, incredible, like my most major influence throughout my life, and I love working with her. And now it's great because I'm at a stage where I can actually play with her, and we can do gigs together and play concerts and do chamber music. It's a really nice thing to share.
At only 18, Miriam has already traveled with her cello around the U.S. and Europe, working with teachers, mentors, and other musicians.
The most important thing for me about playing music is not just the art itself, but the connections with other people that playing music allows and encourages. So playing chamber music, you meet interesting people. Going and jamming on the streets with other people is just incredibly gratifying, or going and finding a new group of musicians who you don't know anything about and just sort of listening to them play and then joining in. It's like it's a ticket in a way.
It is in this prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach that Miriam feels most at home. Each of these six suites has been compared to the stages of a human life, from childhood to old age. This is the fourth.
I mean, it starts with the same motif as it ends, and it's sort of this journey, and it's almost a thought journey, as I think of someone really considering a matter deeply, maybe a philosophical matter or a big life question, and they start out in this sort of neutral state, and they start thinking about it, and it takes them on this journey. And so I often, as I'm playing through it, I feel that I'm going on some sort of journey, and then when I get back to the theme at the end, you know, you're changed, but it's not some sort of external journey, it's not some going out on an adventure, it's this really deep consideration.
Miriam Liska Durandish's scholarship to London's Royal Academy of Music is not a free ride. She must raise half the money herself. To do that, she's entering contests, winning prizes, playing gigs, and she set up a website for contributions, all in the name of raising enough for her part of the tuition by the end of April.
The cello has taken me a lot of places, and now I'm accepted to the Royal College of Music in London, and so that is the next place that my cello will take me, hopefully.
I'm Robbie Harris.